nightly broadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies with Jerry Colonna, Vera Vague, Francis Langford, Sam Kenton's orchestra, and Bob Hope.
A USN repair base. That's a technical term meaning join the Navy and see the world on a 4-hour Liberty pass. Yes, sir. This is where they repair and remodel all types of boats. I said to the commanding officer, do you streamline old tubs here too? He looked at me and said, yes, but you get better results at a gym. All week the sailors here take care of the destroyers, and on Saturday night the shore patrol takes care of the tankers. You know what the shore patrol is? Those are the guys who keep a sailor from getting as tight as his pants. And all kinds of ships come in here for repairs. A couple of submarine men were so glad to be back, they went up on deck while the submarine was still 30 feet underwater. They walked up and down for a few minutes, and one said to the other, well, same old California. Must all be tourists, huh? Boy, but this is a great base. I won't say this base is crowded, but when Francis Langford walked in, all the sailors took a deep breath to whistle, and the vacuum brought the tide in an extra 50 feet. And of those barracks crowded, one guy bent over to start a crap game, and that was the last that was ever seen of him. Boy, the barracks are really crowded. They put one guy in the guardhouse for growing a beard. But it wasn't his fault. It just happened that 5 days running, he shaved the wrong guy. And they really got a lot of guys sleeping in those bunks. The bugle doesn't sound reveille to wake you up. He just pulls the bottom guy out, and the rest of the pile topples over. And you should have seen the line waiting in front of the mess hall. One sailor at the end of the line said, boy, I wish I had a Denver sandwich. And a guy in Denver handed him one. Get very short liberty, so when they get into town, they don't waste time following girls. They just stretch a submarine net across the street and take pot luck. I drove down here in my car, and I always try to be cooperative by picking up all the sailors I can. There doesn't seem to be many waves in the road these days. You know, there's so little gasoline, one sailor went out with his girl the other night, and they had to push the car to the place where they usually run out of gas. Some good news for motorists. That great inventor, Professor Colonna, has invented a new gasoline substitute, malted milk. Yes, sir, the professor will now show us how he drives his car on malted milk.
Oh! Should have put an egg in it.
We can drop that one in there, huh? So you're an expert on gasoline, Colonna.
That's right, Hope.
Professor, have you ever been bothered by the gas shortage?
Yes, Hope, it's very inconvenient. This morning I had to drive my car 50 miles with no gas in my tank.
Professor, how could you drive your car 50 miles with no gasoline in the tank?
No floorboards, long toenails.
Colonna, when you get in a high wind, don't those holes in your head whistle?
Well, remember, Hope, life wasn't always kind to me. Did you ever feel the pinch of poverty?
Yes.
Tickles, doesn't it?
Well, what other advice can you give on driving, Professor?
Well, when I'm driving, I always like to have a beautiful blonde in my lap.
A beautiful blonde in your lap. But, Colonna, what about traffic cops?
Oh, no, they're too heavy.
Professor, don't tell me you're one of these fellows that only uses one arm when you drive.
Oh, no, boy. I use both arms. And steer with my knees.
Colonna, are you all here? Is your brain still waiting for the San Diego bus? You can tell me.
Well, it's this way, Hope. You see, up until I was 2 years old, everyone thought I was going to take after my mother. Then until I was four, they thought I would take after my father.
Then when you were four, who did you take after?
A cute little blonde next door.
But Colonna, wasn't your father broken up over that?
Yes, he missed her for a while, but then he got over it.
You know, Professor, you make me see red.
Fine. Say hello for me.
But honestly, how do you get your gasoline these days, Colonna?
Oh, I don't need gas, Hope. I've just invented an automobile with a bus saw on the front bumper. It saws down trees as it goes along and burns them for fuel. Here, I'll start it up and show you. Gets rid of hitchhikers, too.
And here's Francis Langford.
I couldn't sleep a wink last night because we had that silly fight. I thought my heart would break the whole night through. I knew that you'd be sorry, and I'm sorry too. I didn't have my favorite dream, the one in which I hold you tight. I had to call you up this morning to see if everything was still all right. Because we had that silly fight, I thought my heart would break the whole night through. I knew that you'd be sorry, and I'm sorry too. I didn't have my favorite dream, the one in which I hold you tight. I had to call you up this morning to see if everything was still all right. Yes, I had to call you up this morning, 'cause I couldn't sleep a wink.
Has lovely lines, doesn't she, boys? I didn't sleep a wink last night, I couldn't get a room in San Diego either. But I'm not kidding. I even tried to sleep in a jukebox.
A jukebox? How was it?
Okay, but every time someone put in a nickel, I had to turn over.
Bob, I think you're exaggerating the whole situation.
Exaggerating? Francis, Nelson Eddy gave a concert here at San Diego, one of the local theaters, and it was so jammed, all he could sing was Shortening Crumbs. Even Frank Sinatra has a housing problem. You know, the stork brought him another one. Poor Frank. Last night he was up all night.
Walking the baby?
I think they took turns.
Well,
how do you like these repair-based boys here anyway, Francis?
Oh, wonderful, Bob. They're the kind of men you dream about.
Well, what about me?
Bob, I said dream, not scream.
Francis, one of these days you're going to say the wrong thing.
And what'll happen?
Nothing. I can't afford your back salary. You know, Francis, a lot of these sailors around here have had active sea duty.
Well, Bob, when these sailors are on active sea duty, I guess they don't have much time to think about girls, do they?
Are you kidding, Francis? You read that with a straight face, too. Francis, I know one sailor who was out at sea and he completely lost his mind over a girl.
How did it happen?
The ship was all steel and he went crazy trying to pin up Betty Grable. Look, Francis, what do you say? Let's give the folks a preview of a sailor saying goodbye to his girl.
Shoo, shoo, baby. Oh, shoo, shoo, baby. Bye, bye, baby. Oh, your pappy's off to the seven seas.
Don't cry, baby. Oh, don't cry, baby. Bye, 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 baby. When you come back, we'll live a life of ease.
Well, goodbye, darling. There comes my freight. Oh, please, dear. You'll have to be brave.
But I can't be brave. I'm going to miss you so. They can't take you away from me. They can't. They can't. Oh. What did you say your name was?
Dumbo. Hey, but there's no time to talk, honey. Give me a kiss. It's 2 o'clock now. No time for conversation. It's 2 o'clock.
Well, what time does your train leave?
5.
Gee, you're sure taking a lot of things with you. I never saw such a big, bulky sea bag.
Yeah, Mom just couldn't bear to leave me. Oh, but we're at the station now, honey. You can put it down.
Robert, you look so handsome in your uniform, especially with those pants. I'm so proud of you, I could bust.
So could I, without even trying.
Your father's a sailor, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, even Mama's off to the seven seas.
Mom is off to the seven seas? How come?
Pop stopped her allotment.
You know, Robert, I think the Navy has made a man of you.
It sure has, Francie. Here, look what's growing on my chest.
Why, Robert, mulberry bushes.
Go ahead, try one. They're ripe.
Robert, here comes your train.
All aboard. Say, girlie, is that sailor kissing you goodbye?
No.
Is he hugging you?
No.
Is he holding your hand?
No.
Don't forget to pack his hair ribbon.
Say, conductor. Conductor, is the train on time?
No, we're 6 days late, but I don't think that's bad, considering we have no wheels. All aboard!
Quick, Robert, kiss me.
Okay.
Ouch! How many times have I told you to take that toothpick out of your mouth?
Gee, Francie, we'll be leaving in a minute. Let me hold your hand and tell you how beautiful you are. Gee, your hair is like the color of tangerines. Your cheeks are like two rosy apples, and your lips are like bright red cherries.
Hurry up, we got fruit salad on the train, too. All aboard!
Not to slip and snuffle.
You'll shine your pretty nose.
Take me in your duffel.
What can keep you in my locker? Where'll I hang my clothes?
Bye, bye, baby.
Now don't cry, baby. Oh, shoo, shoo, baby. Oh, your papa's off to the seven seas.
Thank you, Francis and Stan Kenton.
After a hard day of entertaining the fellows here at the base, Bob decides to go to Tijuana to watch a bullfight. It's so seldom that he gets a chance to see himself as others see him. We now find Bob and Miss Vague driving down to Mexico.
Say, isn't this great, Miss Vague?
Oh, yes. Goodness, I'm enjoying this, Mr. Hope. Oh, my, I'm so seldom in a car nowadays. That is, one that's moving. You see, I know my tomatoes.
Yes. Well, you should, being one of the older varieties.
You know, you're just the man to cement relations with Mexico. That head of yours makes such a wonderful trowel.
Say, you certainly tried hard enough to get into the naval repair base, Miss Vague.
What makes you say that?
Well, when they wouldn't let you in through the regular gate, you tried to swim in through the harbor.
That's ridiculous, saying I tried to swim in through the harbor. Besides, I couldn't get past the submarine net. But I really shouldn't complain. After I got in, I was a big hit for the sailors this afternoon.
You were?
Yes, they voted me their nail-up girl.
Miss May, you mean pin-up girl. A nail is something you drive into the side of a building.
That's what they said they'd like to do with me. The men in Mexico are simply wonderful.
Yeah, really? Miss Vague, what do you like best about Mexican men?
Me?
You know, Miss Vague, these Mexican men are very romantic, the way they serenade girls in balconies. Have you ever had a caballero serenade you while you rested in the balcony?
No, but I've had a sailor laugh through me as I danced down the runway. We're getting close to the Mexican border, Mr. Hope. There's the customs inspector standing in the road.
Say, doesn't that customs inspector look familiar? Miss Vague, he looks like Colonna.
Yes, I think I've seen that head before. On a totem pole.
Hope! Wait a minute. You didn't give me a chance to put my brakes on. What do you want?
Want to buy a set of tires? I'm the customs inspector. Get out of that car and put them up.
Put what up?
Don't confuse me. I'm a new man.
Colonna, tell me, why are you so half-baked?
Old man couldn't keep up payments on the incubator. You know, Hope, you're my second customer tonight. A cow just went visiting across the border.
A cow just went visiting across the border? Wasn't there anyone with her?
I guess not, Hope. She was carrying her own bag. Okay, folks, you may proceed.
Oh, Professor, thank you for letting me cross the border. You're a real friend.
Wait till she tries to get back.
Well, Miss Vague, here's the bullfight arena. Say, this is something to write home about.
Oh, look, there's a sign that says ticket, $5.
Yes, sir, this is something to go home about. Well, let's go in. No, not there. Around this way, Miss Vague.
Oh, dear, over the fence again.
Say, Miss Vague, isn't that Francis Langford?
Oh, hello, Bob. Well, and Miss Vague, too.
Yes, surprised to find me here at the bullfight, Francis.
Not at all, Miss Vague. I heard the regular bull was sick.
Francis, how can you say that I'm a bull? A bull is an animal that keeps charging at a man, keeps chasing him until he's cornered and finds... Goodness, maybe I am a bull.
Oh, well, let's not quarrel today, Miss Vague. My, that's a lovely outfit you're wearing.
Oh, do you like it? It's a Mexican outfit. That's why it has those bells on the edge of the skirt.
Oh, is that what those bells are for, dear?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were leading the herd home tonight.
Oh, no, darling. You'll have to find the way yourself. Bullfighting must be very popular here in Mexico.
Yes, it is, Miss Vague. It's so popular, whoever kills a bull receives at least 20 proposals of marriage. Miss Vague, come back!
Now we bring you a blow-by-blow description of the big bullfight, folks. The bull is coming out, and we have a woman toreador today, Miss Vera Vague. They look very evenly matched. The bull has a ring in his nose, too. The fight is on. Miss Vague faints with her cape. She faints again. Now the bull and Miss Vague are staring each other right in the eye. What do you know? The bull fainted. Now the bull is on his feet again. He's charging.
Kelowna, Miss Vague will be killed. Get in there and save her.
Okay, Hope.
Now Professor Kelowna's out there. He grabs the bull by the horn. And he throws the bull completely out of the stadium. Hey! He really threw that bull.
Hey, Kelowna, that was marvelous. You're the world's greatest toreador.
How long have you been on the air, Hope?
6 years. Why?
And he says, I'm the world's greatest toreador.
Bob Hope Show is rebroadcast especially for you soldiers, sailors, marines, and coast guardsmen of the United Nations. Now, Stan Kenton, Bob's music master, steps up baton in hand to lead his orchestra in a musical after show. Okay, Stan, take over. We'll be right back.
broadcast is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.